800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising. class. Which one's going to win it? Farmaway Marquetry. Farmaway.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you very much and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. A lot to talk about this morning here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, first of all, some really, really good performances yesterday at the Great Race Place. Sweet Azteca, what a job by trainer Michael McCarthy. Flavion Pratt aboard yesterday. They controlled the race from the outset. That said, I thought the beaten favorite, the even money favorite, Adair Manor, well, to me, she's diminished not in the least in defeat. She was striding out at the wire. She got beat three-quarters of a length. But Sweet Azteca, in her first time going a route of ground, huge effort in yesterday's Grade 1 B. Wayne Hughes, Beholder Mile. What a nice touch yesterday. B. Wayne Hughes, if you ever met him, ever interacted with him, the most just, you know, he treated everybody the same, self-effacing, and obviously mega successful man with public storage and much more. A giant in the thoroughbred industry who left us a couple of years ago. Anyway, it's now the B. Wayne Hughes Beholder Mile. At Grade 1, Sweet Azteca, with Flavion Pratt for Michael McCarthy. Well, you got to almost 7-2. She paid $8.80 to win. Doug O'Neill, earlier the race previous, Mucho Del Oro in the San Simeon, Juan Hernandez, courtesy of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, gate to wire down the hillside turf yesterday, a big effort, and she returned $7.80 to win. And then it was Bob Baffert and Juan Hernandez in the race prior to that. Race 6, the Grade 3 Santa Isabel, $100,000 up for grabs, going a mile and a 16th. Kinza, if you heard Frank Miramati's call, she couldn't have been any more impressive. One off by 5 lengths in an absolutely brilliant performance. She got a 92 buyer. All that said, that is nowhere near the lead news item this morning. If you play horses, you know we had a problem. Big toad delays, primarily back there at Tampa Bay Downs, where the Tampa Bay Derby was delayed, I'm told, about 42 minutes. It ended up going as an exhibition race. I started getting text messages from the Grapefruit League, the Cactus League, and I'm not kidding, and points in between, and of course out here, what's going on? Apparently there was trouble at the American Totalizator hub there in Maryland. So we're going to drill down deep on that top of the next hour with Ray Pollock from the Pollock Report, but a guy who was right in the middle of it yesterday along with all of his customers and hundreds of thousands of horse players nationwide joins me right now, Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragazin Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. Have you cooled out?
Good morning, Mike. How are you? Losing that hour of sleep didn't help much, I'll tell you that.
There you have it. Yeah. Hey, but the good news is we lost an hour at the top, but out here at Santa Anita, we're getting a half back already. We delay first post now, regular first post with a couple of exceptions, Santa Anita Derby, Saturday, April 6th, and so on. But we're going to go at 1 o'clock. So we get a half hour back right away, John.
Okay. Well, you're looking at the positive. What can I tell you?
Try to,
you
know.
What a disgrace yesterday. I mean, listen, first of all, right at the top, This had nothing to do with Tampa Bay Downs. They did nothing wrong. It's not their fault in any way.
Right.
I mean, you know, it was all on the tow system. But what happened was ridiculous. After the 10th race, they say there's a tow delay before running of the Tampa Bay Derby. They waited 40, 45 minutes. These are young horses trying to get in the Derby. They're walking around for half an hour. Then they decide to run. They're not going to fix the problem, so they're going to run the race and make it a non-betting event. Fine. They did all that. My question is, what happens if we get – I don't even know what a tow delay is. Do you know what a tow delay is?
Well,
they call it a tow delay.
No, I'm
– We don't know what it is.
Yeah. You're saying there should have been more explanation is your point? I mean, it had to be software, right?
Obviously, something happened. But what if this happens on Breeders' Cup Day? What if this happens on Derby Day? What happens then?
No bueno.
That will be the final nail in the coffin, I hate to tell you, but that will just be the end. And what happened yesterday was a joke. If you went to Tampa Bay and you were a new player and coming for the first time and you had a winning ticket and you went to cash it, well, guess what? You couldn't get paid till today. They didn't post the official results to the middle of the night sometime.
Really?
And then, on top of everything, what they did with the payoffs is a total, total disgrace. If you had to double from the 10th to the 11th, now remember, this tote problem happened after the 10th race, so the double bets are already in. The pick three plays are already in. Instead of giving you $14, they give you $4 and they make it an all race. Why? Why? We need an explanation. These bets were close, they were put in, and they go and they give you $4 compared to $14. And the pick three, $14. People got screwed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, I don't have the particulars, John, but I'm guessing, and that's what it is, hoping that Ray Pollock can somehow bring some clarity here, top of the next hour, but I'm guessing that there are regs in place that state if this happens or that happens, it has to be an all proposition, which that destroys the payoffs. I just want to read this graph. Down in the brief story on the Pollock Report, referring to this outage, says the outage, which was caused by a failure at the Amtote Hub in Hunt Valley, Maryland, occurred around 4:45 Eastern after Waskiyu, and I know I'm mispronouncing it, won the Grade 3 Tampa Bay Oaks. The track was unable to post the winning payoffs after the race was declared official. Shortly thereafter, delays were reported at other tracks, including Santa Anita, when payoffs for the Southern California track's fourth race off at 208 Pacific were not posted for a prolonged period, delaying the remainder of the program. Other abnormalities or delays with the system were reported at Oaklawn, Laurel Park, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Fauner Park in Nebraska. And again, it was the fault of none of those individual tracks. A tote issue, I got to believe it was a software meltdown. And, you know, you're posing the question, what if? Hey, what if it happens on Derby Day? What if it happens on Breeders' Cup Day? That's a major no bueno that you just couldn't take that kind of a financial hit. It had to be bad enough yesterday, John.
It was, Mike, it was just awful. I mean, it was just really horrible. And people don't get an explanation. No one knows. I understand making them all races when there's a surface change. Then you're protecting the better.
Yeah.
But these bets were already in. You bet the double pool closed. You know what you're supposed to get. Not only that, they made it a non-wagering event. People were betting that race all day long. Why couldn't they run the race with the money that was already in the pool? Nothing about this makes any sense. And I got news for you. Kaisa has a $77 million budget. How about taking some of that money and putting it into fixing the tote system? In the eighth race yesterday at Tampa, the horse went into the gate at 8-1. The gate opened. He was 6-1. He crossed the wire, and he paid $9 and change. Something is wrong. This is not good. This doesn't help the game. It's ruining the game. We're watching the game destroyed right before our eyes.
Well, John, take a deep breath. I feel your pain. I know, hey, this is very, very unfortunate. The late odds changes, that's separate issue, obviously, from what happened yesterday. Again, we've got Ray Pollock coming on top of the next hour. I have to believe there's going to be some sort of a formal statement issued this morning. I would think there would have to be, with an explanation of the payoffs and why they did what they did. So that said, John, again, let's take a deep breath. Where do you want to go for hour one? And I can't wait to get you back for hour two. We've got nine of them today. We get underway at 1 o'clock locally here at Santa Anita. But are you going to the Big A right now?
We are, and it hasn't stopped. Well, it finally stopped raining this morning, but it rained for 24 straight hours. Let's look at the seventh race today, Mike. Six furlongs on the main track and a full field of nine. I like the number eight horse in here, Narcissa Dolly. This is a four-year-old gelding from the Chris Englehart barn. You could draw a line through his last race when he was asked to go a mile. His two previous races sprinting since going on Lasix, either one of them good enough to get the job done here. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. I like number eight, Narcissa Dolly, to upset and win today's seventh race out at Aqueduct.
Okay, and projected post time for race seven at Aqueduct, 4:31 Eastern time. John, the website, JONHARDOON.com. What is there?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Oakland, Aqueduct, and, of course, Santa Anita. And the Santa Anita card, very good, especially the late part.
I thought so, too. John, last thing, though. I mentioned that Sweet Azteca for Michael McCarthy with Flavion Pratt stretching out yesterday. Boy, speed's dangerous, is it not? Got a 103 buyer. Just your take visually on how she did it in yesterday's Grade 1 B. Wayne Hughes Beholder Mile.
I'll tell you how she did it. Flavion Pratt did it, Mike. He won that race 30 yards out of the gate when he just made sure he got the lead. And as good as the runner-up is, that horse loves to be on the lead. And Pratt took that advantage away from her a damn manner. And Pratt gets full credit for that victory. Of course, Michael McCarthy does as well.
And you know, Michael McCarthy said as much after the race. Just reading from what Michael had to say. And what a great job he does. If you're ever around him, I mean, he is all in. Just the game consumes him, which when you're training horses, that's just the way it's got to be. Quoting Michael McCarthy, he said, I thought Flavion was on the fastest horse, and he could take control going into the first turn. That's what you said, John. Everyone just kind of sat off her. Flavion never put any pressure on her, and it looked like she got into a nice rhythm. Indeed, she did down the backside. And again, you know, the runner-up, the odds-on favorite, Adair Manor, I thought she ran huge. The way she was striding out at the wire, whew, what a nice filly. But it was Sweet Azteca yesterday, and she should improve off of this.
Absolutely. She's got a bright future ahead of her.
John, well stated. Thank you. Decompress. We'll get you back. Take two near the end of the show, around 9:50 or so. Thank you so much. We'll bring you out to Santa Anita. Everything's fine.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
10-4. Right now, going to welcome aboard. I think we had him on quite a few years back. For those of you who are into USC football and you know much about Trojan lore dating back to the early 1950s, there was a place kicker by the name of Sad Sam Sakalakis. And in 1953, the USC Trojans were ranked 17th in the country. Stanford was undefeated at 10-0, number one. Sam Sakalakis kicked the game-tying field goal to beat Stanford that day. And up to the present, it is listed as one of the biggest moments in USC history. His son, a good friend of mine, Mark Sakalakis, retired trainer, joins us right now. We got a lot to talk about. And just such a highly respected guy. When he trained, the horse was first squared. I mean it. And toward the end of his training career, it seemed like he was just dealing pretty much with horses that he and his wife owned. They took their time, and his percentage was very high. Mark Sakalakis, good morning. Great to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Mike. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, listen, this game is in your blood. Your dad loved it. He was one of those guys. He was at Clocker's Corner every morning, if not every, about five mornings a week, just putting his arms around the game and everything about it. And I know you feel the same way, and the equine and human athletes that make this thing go, Mark.
Oh, Mike, it's such great memories. Dad took me out to the track, I think, the first time when, like in 1970, as a boy, went up to see Lou Carno at his barn at Santa Anita. That's when they had the old Anita Chiquita training track up before the mall got moved in there.
The Silver Fox.
the Silver Fox. And we just had great memories. And I fell in love with racing, with horses, I think at that early age. I mean, I just loved it. And I'd wait for my dad to get up in the morning early on Saturday, Sunday mornings. And we would go out to the track probably 6:30 in the morning and just had wonderful time. It was a great bonding experience for the two of us. It's something we shared throughout my life. And as much as I admired what he did in his career, he was the same way towards me in my training career and now involved with this farm. He's passed away, but it's really something that I think about often and carry with me in my heart, the memories and the joys we had at Santa Anita. And that goes forth to, you know, the late, great Hollywood Park and Del Mar as well. We had a lot of fun together, a lot of fun.
Exactly. And, you know, you speak for hundreds of thousands of fans. They didn't get the inside the ropes experience that you did going back to a barn like Lou Carno. And boy, he was a hell of a horse trainer in his own right. But, you know, so many people, they got initiated to racing through their mom and or dad. And like you say, it was a bonding experience, and they became lifelong fans. I got to believe for you, Mark, as a little kid, you were up early on Saturday morning with your tail wagging. You couldn't wait to get out there and maybe feed carrots, some mints or whatever. You see Charlie Whittingham walking by, Shoemaker on a horse, so on and so forth. That's stuff that's embedded.
Forever. I was there, and I was around Charlie. When I was working, I went to work for Lou, and his barn was right next to Noble Freeway. Charlie Whittingham, Lester Holt.
Barn Lou 4.
Headley's.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. And it was all right there in front of me. I saw it. I lived it. I experienced it. And it's something you appreciate the older you get. It's helped create my view of racing, it's just something you carry with you and hang on to, and it never leaves you. It's just an absolute joy, Mike. It really is.
And Mark, I can speak from personal experience. Anybody who's ever bred horses, won horse, bred horses, let alone have one win, and have one win at a place like Santa Anita, Hollywood, Del Mar, you feel like, wow, man, I had something to do with that. It's beyond amazing. And we're just laying a little foundation here for everybody listening. You want to share this with people in racing right now. As you know, Mark, we're going through tough times here in California and nationwide, but you have a new farm, 185-acre property in Versailles, Kentucky, right in the heart of the bluegrass, a full-service facility called Endeavor Farm. It's on Old Frankfort Pike in Versailles, Kentucky. Folks, if you ever get a chance, get back there. Get to Versailles. Get to Lexington. You can see the inlaid stone fences that stretch for miles and miles and miles. And it gives you an idea of the history of this game. You're located within 5 to 30 minutes of all major breeding farms in the state. You're not standing any stallions, but I think your farm, in talking to you the other day, I got thinking, myself, guys like Kurt Hoover, we're looking at the Keeneland sales, you know, and obviously we can't go book one, book two. We're the B players, but you can get some pretty damn good horses deep in the sale. And if you have a place where you have a familiarity, where you can get your babies or whatever, or brood mares, to a farm like this, Endeavor Farm in Versailles, Kentucky, I think it's an edge. Tell us about this farm, Mark.
Oh, Mike, thank you. It's really a beautiful piece of property. Like you said, it's located on the Old Frankfort Pike. We're 3110 Old Frankfort Pike in Versailles. It's not far from Midway, Kentucky, if anybody is familiar with that. We are next door to Three Chimneys Farm. We share a property line with them. We're down the road from Airdrie. Darby Dan is not far. We're around the corner from Windstar. They're on Pisgah Pike. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful facility, Mike. I'm very proud of what we do. I own it with my partners, Keith Hague and his wife, Laura. Keith is our farm manager, and his wife is our sales manager, and she does our client outreach, and I try and help her when I can. But we have we offer year-round broodmare boarding, and for people that want to come and breed to Kentucky stallions and then take them back to California,
yes,
to have cowbreds, or Florida, Florida breds, New York, any state, Washington state, we do it all. And also we consign, Mike. We consign at all the major sales,
mm-hmm,
in Kentucky. And so if people want to go to Kentucky to buy yearlings, broodmares, weanlings, we have the facilities to, if you buy a yearling out of a sale or such, you can keep it with us till you decide where you want to have it broke. Well, whether it's at, you know, down in Florida, South Carolina, in Kentucky, we have Margo Farm, which is right near us, that does a wonderful job. Rimrock Farm, Bill Wofford, has a wonderful place that breaks 2-year-olds as well, that is close, mm-hmm, to our farm. So, I mean, we will board your yearling as long as you need to be to ship off to wherever they need to be broke. And we provide layups for clients, for horses off the track. We're very close to Root and Riddle Veterinary Clinic, which is the top, mm-hmm, of the line veterinary clinic. So it is just, I'm really proud of it. I think people would love it. And even if you can't or are not ready to become an owner of horses yet, it's still something to come see, because like you said, it's such a beautiful place, and all the farms are spectacular. And, you know, come visit, you know, give us a call, give Laura a call. You can find us at endeavorfarmky.com. You can see our contact information. Give us a call and, you know, make a plan to come out and just see this area, because as wonderful as it is what the racing is, there's so much to experience as well in the raising.
No question. It's magic, Mark. It's magic.
It's magic. And there's a reason that we get up at 3:30 in the morning,
yeah,
that you and I have been in this business for this long, because it is the quintessential labor of love.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you've got to love what you do, and that's why we stay in this. And when you get that magic in your heart, and you will, it's just something that it goes to the sweetest place, and it never leaves, and it's a wonderful thing to experience. It really is.
And Mark, that's part of why I've just been beating the drum consistently over the years, the importance of trying to get people to the racetrack, to experience that on-track thing, see it, feel it, you know. You engage with people. Maybe you have a drink if you're of age. You try and cash a ticket, but you see the majesty, and you also see that, hey, you can do some handicapping. You're going to be wrong a lot, but when you're right, the feeling of it, it's awesome. You see the athleticism of the thoroughbreds, certainly the jockeys. Let me get to a business angle. People here in California, considering, you know, Keeneland, Fassig Tipton, sales at various times of the year, maybe broodmare prospects, certainly the yearling sales and so on. Do you guys advise clients as well on prospects, Mark?
Absolutely, we do. You know, we're only about 10 minutes from Keeneland for the races and for the sales, our farm, and we're about, you know, 15 minutes from Fassig Tipton.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we do. We provide bloodstock services, and we love to be have a close relationship, if the owners would like, in picking out stallions, Mike. We welcome clients to come out and visit us for a few days, and then we can go out and look at stallions to see what stallions match your mare. And I encourage it because it's fun.
It is.
You know, as much as, you know, it's not only the labor of love, and it does take time, but it's so fun to do. You're visiting the Cody's Wishes. You're going to Spenthrift Farm. You're going to Darley, seeing these magnificent individuals that we bet on and watched race, and now they're at stud, and they bring these horses out to you.
Wow.
And at all different levels of price. So just if you can't get to a, you know, a very expensive stallion, you can go to cheaper stallions, more affordable stallions that are proven and that are strong, that'll give you an opportunity to be successful. And I just, I can't recommend it enough to experience it. And again, we offer advice on who to breed to. We'd love to do it, and we'd love to share it with the owners. And I think people would really enjoy it. So, you know, enjoy it all, because it's all so much fun, as much fun as the day of the races is. You know, you've got a year or two of raising these foals and being with these mares, if you know it, that is extremely entertaining and extremely enjoyable. You love them. They love you back. They get to know you. It really is a family kind of thing. You know, you look at your pets as members of the family. These horses become a part of your life.
Yes, sir.
And I think we can all relate to that. I mean, how many people come to the races, Mike, and you see a horse and they go, wow, you know, oh, my gosh. Or the people ask you, what do you do for a living? Oh, I have a farm in Kentucky. Well, that's neat. Or I trained horses. Really, that's, you know, no one ever goes, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. They're always fascinated by it. And it really is a fascinating industry.
Mark,
they're curious about it.
I've been in it for a lot of years, and I continue. Every day the sun comes up, I'm fascinated by it. And that's what keeps so many people in the game going. Anyway, folks, our guest has been Mark Sakalakis, a proud owner, as you can tell, of Endeavor Farm in Versailles, Kentucky. A lot of people want to breed to a Kentucky stallion and then have the mare foal out here in California. Mark Sakalakis, Endeavor Farm, is a great way to facilitate that particular enterprise. And encourage everybody to go to EndeavorFarmKY.com. 185 acres on Old Frankfort Pike, Versailles, Kentucky. 5 barns, 85 stalls, along with 2 double-heated stalls for foaling newborns. Mark Sakalakis, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we look forward to talking about this great farm in the weeks to come here on Thoroughbred LA. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Fight on. Mark Sakalakis with...
Thanks. Fight on.
All right. Appreciate it. We're going to step aside. Coming back strong with John Lindo and so, so much more. Got a little word on a great pizza place we found in Laverne as well. That and much, much more straight ahead. It's Thoroughbred LA.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today's highlighted by the $100,000 China Doll Stakes. With daylight savings moving the clocks forward, first post time today will be 1 p.m. with gates opening at 11 a.m. Our infield is open again, so bring out the whole family. And while you're here, pick up a collector's edition Lava Man pin. You can get one by wagering $50 on Santa Anita races on First Bet or Express Bet, and you can get one with a $25 donation to Old Friends Equine. Don't forget, every Friday, fans enjoy free parking, free admission, and great drink specials. And mark your calendars, as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. It's a race you don't want to miss. Free contests, classic meet wagers, collector's items, and world-class racing await you here at Santa Anita Park. It's the Great Race Place.
from Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Take it from Juan Hernandez. If you want to start your morning fast, as he says, break out of the gate on top. Start it off with Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. You'll be glad you did. Go to UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and order yours now. Speaking of Juan Hernandez, three wins yesterday, two of them in stakes. He's represented by one of the top jockey agents in America, Craig O'Brien, who's going to be joining us first up out of the next break. So a lot of show left. And we also heard about David Wilson's Toyota of Orange and so much more. Got to pass along personal experience. My youngest son, Matt, is active duty Navy. He's currently based in San Diego. And, you know, he needed a vehicle. We went to David Wilson's Toyota of Orange yesterday, and I think this is like the fourth new or used vehicle I've been involved with. Happens to be, in his case, a 2024 Camry. And, again, I'm just blown away by their attention to detail, follow-up, professional dealership. You will never beat the customer service, the follow-up, all the way back to David Wilson himself. He will personally follow up with you if need be. That's David Wilson's Toyota of Orange in the city of Orange. Great supporters of the show. And, of course, David and his wife, Holly, longtime owners with trainer Vladimir Seren. Again, thank you to Robert Householder, everybody down there at Toyota of Orange. We're going to have Robert Householder on the show next week and just put an exclamation point on the experience we had yesterday over there. All right, let's get to the phones and say hello to a guy who's fresh back from Kings hockey last night, John Lindo. He's down in Carlsbad, I assume he is. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. I tell you what, the Uncle Chemo's works well after the short night with the time change. Glad to have it here.
Got to have it. Got to have it. Yeah, by the way, Jake Rich is back, and I forgot to bring you another pound and a half of that stuff, so I'm on it, Jake. Anyway, John, obviously, I think you heard us talking earlier about the toad issues, and you were at Santa Anita, and it wasn't the fault of any of the individual tracks. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, you just think, this can't happen. And what if? What if it did happen on a quote-unquote big day?
Well, you know, that was the big day for Tampa Bay Downs. So for them not to be able to take wagering on their Tampa Bay Derby and having to cancel the last race, you feel bad for a track like that. That's the one day they kind of get featured. Yep. And, you know, because that pull was, the hub was in the back east, you look at the late pick four and the late pick five pulls of Santa Anita, you know they had to be affected by people who could not wager. So yep. It didn't affect just the East Coast. It affected everybody.
Yeah, it certainly did. Again, we're going to have Ray Pollock on top of the next hour and drill down on this. I'm hoping he might have some additional detail. There's angst. If you heard John Hardoon about the payoffs, I don't know, but I have to believe the payoffs are guided by regulation, John. I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, it's something that you don't look at. But, you know, I understand John's concern. I would be mad, too, if I played the daily double from the, you know, like to the 10th to the 11th race. And you lock in the wagers after the 10th race, and then the tote delay comes on after that. I don't know why they have to use an all in the second leg of a daily double when the pool's already been closed.
Right.
I'm sure we'll find out. But, you know, and for horse players, I don't blame them for being mad.
No. I mean, how you have to be upset. It's just, it's mind-boggling. Again, this occurred at the Amtoad Hub in, I believe it's Hunt Valley, Maryland. John, let's get to the matters at hand. And by the way, your take on the way Sweet Azteca ran yesterday in that Grade 1 Beholder Mile.
She was fantastic, Mike. You know, she broke just okay, but she made the lead easily over Adari Manor and put that rival kind of in a, you know, a difficult spot down on the inside behind horses. And once she was able to control the pace, she was always going well. She's a big, beautiful, long-striding filly. And I tell you what, the first time around two turns to win the Grade 1, you know, Michael McCarthy's done it before. You remember he did the same thing with CeCe. So this is a barn that knows what they're doing. And
for Bo Hirsch,
she was really, really impressive yesterday.
And listen, you know, Phil, pardon me, Whitey, Michael McCarthy, come on now, was quick to really give props to Flavion Pratt. Speaking of jockeys, there was a jockey signing originally scheduled for yesterday before the races, East Paddock Gardens. That has been bumped back to a week from today, Sunday, March 17th. I would encourage everybody, we've got world-class riders here, but they're all not going to be staying here after the Santa Anita Derby, which will be here before we know it, you know, Saturday, April 6th. You're going to see a lot of guys going to Keeneland, then New York and so on. They'll be back, be it at Del Mar or the autumn meet in the fall. But, boy, now is a great time, by now meaning a week from today, to get involved with that jockey signing in the East Paddock Gardens at Santa Anita, because after the Derby here, some guys are going to be scattering, John.
Well, you know, it always happens once you get close to Derby time. A lot of the horses will go back to the Kentucky and the Keeneland meet, too. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, how many times are we going to be able to get an autograph maybe from a Frankie Dettor? So you take advantage of that if you get the opportunity.
Indeed you do. Well, let's get right to it. Who do you like in terms of an investment today on the 9-race card?
Let's go to race 6. Race 6 of Santa Anita, number 9, Jamming Eddie, just won the same Calbert allowance last time back in January. That race has produced two next out winners. He's back in for the optional claiming tag, which is why he's at the same level. He goes from the rail to the outside. I think he'll get a good, nice pressing trip in here under Giovanni Franco. 4-1 on the program, number 9, Jamming Eddie, right back in race number 6, Santa Anita.
And we couldn't get Dan Sanchez on today from the South Point, but John, the Lindo Report is available up there each racing day, free of charge. Say hello to Steve Johnson in the Racing Sportsbook. With March Madness coming, rooms are going to be tough to get. Call the South Point now at 866-780-RACE. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. One other note about the Calbreds, John. We've got a big annual banquet coming up, the awards dinner. Tuesday night, be emceed by the one and only, the great Frank Miramonte, across the street at the Le Meridian Hotel.
Yeah, that goes that Tuesday, and they'll announce our Calbred Horse of the Year from 2023. If you want to get tickets, you can contact Christy Chapman at the CTA offices. Her email is Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, at ctba.com.
Great. Hey, John, have a great day. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Good luck, Mike.
You bet. Before we say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, listen, folks, if you have plumbing needs, commercial, residential, I speak from, you know, repeat customer business on a commercial and residential level. Get a hold of my good friends at Western Reuter. Mike Glenn, John and Larry Batala, family-owned for more than 40 years. They're based in Arcadia. They serve the entire area. Western Reuter, on time, under budget, great supporters of the show. And I'm telling you what, if you have an issue, they're going to assess it. They're going to give you a fair price, and they'll be on it when they say they will. And if you mention Thoroughbred LA, you get 10% off your total invoice. That number to call, Western Reuter, 626-448-6455. Go to their website, westernreuter.com. Western Reuter, the best in the West. All right, as advertised, we get down to Catella and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos Racecourse. Orlando, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, Mike. Well, we're getting ready for should be a really fun night of racing at Los Alamitos with a pick six carryover of over $10,000 tonight. And the pick six will start in race number 3, 7:06 p.m. post time for that race. First post for the program will be at 6:10 p.m., Mike.
Okay, terrific. And again, that's a traditional $2 pick six. That'll be races 3 through 8. You can take it all in live on FanDuel. Any news of note from last weekend's trials for the Los Alamitos Oaks and the El Primero Del Año Derby?
What a great night of trials, Mike. Once again, political rivalry was shining through in a trial race. He wins and sets the fastest time to the El Primero Del Año Derby, and now he'll look to do a trifecta, the same trifecta that his sire KVN Corona did when he was racing at Los Alamitos. That's winning the Edberg Million, the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity, and then as a 3-year-old, KVN Corona went on to win the El Primero Del Año Derby. Let's see, political rivalry matches his sire and those accomplishments. From the Oaks perspective, Asher was super impressive for trainer Mark Youngers. If you remember, Mark, Mike, the last time we talked about him, he was the groom of the great Denim and Diamonds, then brought this filly here and was back in the winner's circle for the first time with her in the holiday handicap at the beginning of the meet. Now he's going to be pointed to a $404,000 race with this filly. Let's see if Asher gets Mike Youngers back in the winner's circle at Los Al on a big, big night.
Nice story. Nice story. Denim and Diamonds, owned by my former boss, R.D. Hubbard, and his wife, Joan Dale. Good memories. Let's make some money tonight at Los Alamitos on the 8-race card. Where do you want to take us?
Remember, big carryover, $10,000. The pool should be around $80,000 total. We'll go to race number 7 and a newcomer here to Los Alamitos, a filly by the name of Above. 3-1 on the morning line. I've never raced here at Los Al, but what a great workout she had recently here back on January 16th. Flew out of the gate, straight past. The rider just gave her a few little taps, and she responded right away. Then the rider sat chilly the final 50 yards, but she just kept on going. Very, very impressive work. We'll go with the 3 Above. 3-1 in race number 7, Mike.
Post time 8:58 Pacific. Orlando, have a great night. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Late on the break, we'll take it. Coming back strong with one of America's top jockey agents, Craig O'Brien. He represents leading rider Juan Hernandez. He had 3 more wins yesterday, and they've got a very interesting mount, an Irish bred for Phil D'Amato, Zona Verde, in today's featured China Doll Stakes. 3-year-old fillies at a mile on turf. Toby Terrell running the anchor lap. Don't forget Ray Pollock. Top of the next hour. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today's highlighted by the $100,000 China Doll Stakes With daylight savings moving the clocks forward, first post time today will be 1 p.m. with gates opening at 11 a.m. Our infield is open again, so bring out the whole family. And while you're here, pick up a collector's edition Lava Man pin. You can get one by wagering $50 on Santa Anita races on First Bet or Express Bet, and you can get one with a $25 donation to Old Friends Equine. Don't forget, every Friday, fans enjoy free parking, free admission, and great drink specials. And mark your calendars, as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. It's a race you don't want to miss. Free contests, classic meet wagers, collector's items, and world-class racing await you here at Santa Anita Park. It's the Great Race Place.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's Kimo's is as steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
Folks, welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get up to Santa Anita Park as advertised. One of America's top jockey agents joins us right now, Craig O'Brien. He represents top rider Juan Hernandez, had three wins yesterday, two of them in stakes, and he now has 44 wins at the meet. Flavion Pratt next at 37, then Antonio Frasu at 34. Craig, good morning. I know this is an exceptionally busy morning, a ton of workers.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Yeah, it's really busy out here today. Well, with the breaking of the rain, everybody wants to get their horses out and work. But, yeah, it's a beautiful day out here. So,
you know, speaking of that, Craig, I think it looks like, knock wood, we've turned the corner weather-wise. And, you know, with so many interruptions to training, and some, as we know, with racing, witness last weekend's Santa Anita Handicap, I think everybody now looking forward to getting back into a rhythm. The horses can go to the track every day. Richard Mandela said that to me last Sunday in the winner's circle. You know, after the Buena Vista, he said, this new training track is going to be very, very important, and it's important that these horses train. So I really think we're going to finish strong here, a sprint to the finish.
Sounds good to me, Mike. That'd be good. I think Santa Anita, the racing office, everybody involved, deserves kudos for what they did last weekend for canceling the card on Saturday. Where
it worked out good, really good.
Having it on Sunday.
Yeah.
So they got to run all the three big states. So turned out good.
It sure did. And then we got the just bombed late Thursday afternoon. The job that Dennis and Rob Moore did, you know, with the main track and then everybody, certainly including Jesse Martinez with the grass. The grass was terrific yesterday, and we took a ton of rain in a short period of time on Thursday. Craig, we don't have much time. I just wanted to ask you about the fact you've got Juan back on this Irish bred Zona Verde. You know, he won the Grade 3 Jimmy Durante at a flat mile on turf, three back, and she did a gate to wire. I know you're happy to be back on her today for Phil D'Amato.
Yeah, she's really a good filly. She's very versatile. That day she'd never been on the lead. Juan put her on the lead, and she went around there like a hoop around a barrel. And then the other day in a shorter race, she came from behind. I rode one for Bob in there, Elegant, and Phil was nice enough to the owner to let us get back on her. So
yeah,
to both of them.
Well, Craig, I mentioned earlier a lot of these top, not a lot, but several of these top riders, they're going to be heading to Keeneland and everything else, but I believe your game plan is to hunker down, stay here, remain the leading rider as you have been on pretty much a year-round basis as we head toward what's called our Hollywood meet, which will end in mid-June.
Yeah, I don't have anything penciled in right now. I've talked to some trainers about going into Keeneland, going into Oakland for a day here or there.
Yeah.
But we'll just wait and see how it is. And like you said, the good weather will help everybody at Shannon.
No question. No question. Hey, Craig O'Brien, thanks for your time. Looking forward to seeing today's China Doll.
Can I say a shout-out real quick?
Yeah.
To some friends in Reno, Kara and Dan, how you guys doing? Just have a good day, and hope to see you soon.
And go Halos. Thanks, Craig.
All right, Mike. Bye.
Appreciate it. We'll end up hour one, as we always do, with Toby Terrell of Winner's Card, the yellow sheet. If you don't get it on track, you can get it online at casetherace.com. Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Your thumb must have a little bit of fatigue, a busy morning for workers. Unfortunately, we don't have much time right here. Hit it. Who do you like?
Right on. I love rooting for the little guys. Race number three, Charge for Gold. Phil Oviedo got his hands on a runner here, and Ricky Gonzalez and Phil both looking for their second win. I think they'll get it right here in race number three.
Phil Oviedo is going to be joining us right after Ray Pollock. Boy, am I glad you went there. Toby Terrell, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, Mike.
We'll step aside real quick, like, won't we, Jake, and come back strong. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Stay with us, folks.
Seating was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today's highlighted by the $100,000 China Doll Stakes. With daylight savings moving the clocks forward, first post time today will be 1 p.m. with gates opening at 11 a.m. Our infield is open again, so bring out the whole family. And while you're here, pick up a collector's edition Lava Man pin. You can get one by wagering $50 on Santa Anita races on First Bet or Express Bet. And you can get one with a $25 donation to Old Friends Equine. Don't forget, every Friday, fans enjoy free parking, free admission, and great drink specials. And mark your calendars as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. It's a race you don't want to miss. Free contests, classic meet wagers, collector's items, and world-class racing await you here at Santa Anita Park. It's the Great Race Place.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Rags and Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Rags and Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 123 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Welcome back, folks. Hope you're having a great morning wherever you may be across this great country. This is Hour 2 of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And before I get to Ray Pollock, I just got to pass along yet another personal experience from yesterday. I went out and checked out Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Laverne Little Caesars out there in the city of Laverne. They're located at Foothill and D Street, the southwest corner in the Stater Brothers Shopping Center. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza. A great experience. I tell you what, it was great pizza, a large pizza, and I got some wings to go, and I got out of there for, I think, like $21. The cost is astonishingly low, and the quality, I'll match it with anybody. That's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars in Laverne. I'll tell you what, and Laverne, in case you don't know, it's out there kind of just east of, it's just east of San Dimas. And where my childhood buddy Tim Hepburn presides as their duly elected mayor. Anyway, folks, if you're hungry this afternoon, do me a favor. Get out to Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars in Laverne. They're at the southwest corner of D Street and Foothill Boulevard. Save a taco, eat a pizza. Now, to my next guest. How about that for a transition? Mr. Ray Pollock, he happens to head up the biggest news aggregator in the racing industry, the Pollock Report. So much good stuff on there, and we're going to talk about some of it right now. Hey, Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good to be with you, and it was good to see you. We saw you the day before the Santa Anita Handicap, right?
It was the weekend before, actually.
Weekend. They fly by. They blend together. Yeah. hey, listen, several things I want to touch upon. First of all, full disclosure, you're a guy that was, you know, all in favor of the need to tighten these drug issues up nationwide. No doubt, a lot of room for improvement, and you therefore fully supported HISA. And, you know, you've never really been a cheerleader, to put it mildly, for Bob Baffert. That said, you know, your column, which is my view from the eighth poll, you kind of called out Churchill Downs a few weeks back and basically saying, enough's enough. Let's get back to business as usual in terms of these horses that everybody in the world wants to see run. And those are our top three-year-olds, Ray.
Yeah, that's right. Churchill Downs is making a big deal of this year being the 150th Kentucky Derby. And I just suggested that they're going to have to put an asterisk on it because the best three-year-olds are not going to be in the race. And, you know, this is year three of the Churchill Downs banishment of Baffert. Each year they seem to tighten the restrictions, move the goalposts, whatever.
Yep.
And, you know, and it's just gotten to the point of, are they holding out on some information that we don't know about, or is this just an angry Churchill Downs that doesn't want Baffert there to spoil their 150th anniversary party? And you know, it's not good for the game to do this. It certainly doesn't. I don't think it helps Churchill Downs. It makes them look petty, and it's time to move on.
I agree 1,000,000%. To me, it just kind of redefines petty. And look, we got a great game here, and you know, some might say, well, the game doesn't need any help. I don't know who the heck they might be, but we need all the help we can get, and we need to see the top 3-year-olds. So I give you a lot of credit for taking that very well-balanced stand, Ray. Another thing, back to Heisa, you have had a letter that trainer Rusty Arnold wrote, and anybody who reads this letter, it's at PollockReport.com. You got to feel for the situation. A lot of these horsemen are in nationwide, and Rusty, I'm told, has always been a very understated type guy. He's based in Kentucky. Just tell us your thoughts in the messaging that Rusty's trying to get across to his fellow trainers and the entire industry nationwide.
I think one of the biggest problems that Heisa has had, and some of the state racing commissions have had the same problems mm-hmm. before, and that is, how do you handle contamination? Yeah, the drug tramadol that they detected in a horse of Rusty's is not, you know, I know him pretty well, and he is as far from a guy that's going to take an edge as anybody in the game. I mean, he is as clean as they come.
Yeah.
So, you know, this was clearly a contamination. We saw the same thing with Hector Palma's barn in California. And, you know, Heisa is struggling with how to handle these issues. And it's, in this case, Rusty is suggesting that the contamination didn't come from his health, you know, which is where a lot of this comes from, like in the Palma case. But it came from contamination within the shipping stall, the receiving barn, where his horse shipped in and spent, 6 to 8 hours. So it's a problem. There, you know, Heisa is adjusting their policies as some of these things come up. And, it's not a good look for them. They're going to finally get it right. But unfortunately, there's going to be some people who are tarnished along the way as they try to get it right.
Ray, I that leads me to my next question. We hear a lot these days about sustainability. This is not sustainable. This, that, sustainability. Is the cost of Heisa, and I see the cost only getting higher. Ray, is this sustainable for this industry, which, let's face it, we're pretty much struggling right now?
Yeah, it's different in different states. California is really struggling, and the main reason for that is that they are one of the only states today that depends entirely on selling parimutuel tickets on live horse racing. You look at Kentucky, they have so much money right now coming out of historical horse racing machines. You look at Florida, for example, they just passed some legislation that the state will actually help pay for the Heisa expenses, and that's the way it should be. There's enough money in most states. Now, California could be an exception to that because, as I said, they don't have that extra revenue. But I think it is sustainable with Heisa. I think there's a lot of good that's going to come out of Heisa going forward. They don't do things. I heard Jonathan Hartoon, and you know, he wants Heisa to get involved in the tote system. That's not part of their mandate.
I understand that. Yeah.
You know, that was part of the bill that was passed by Congress. They are to do safety and integrity issues only, and not tote integrity, medication integrity. So somebody's got to step up, though, because this thing that happened yesterday is an absolute mess, and it's kind of been an accident waiting to happen over the years. I put something on Twitter last night that Tom Meeker, the former CEO of Churchill Downs, in 2005 repeatedly called the tote system one of the industry's biggest issues, and he called it a dinosaur system. And I don't really think things have changed much.
Wow. Well, I build you in hour one as a guy that could maybe bring some clarity here to this nightmare that happened yesterday nationwide. I mean, I'm sure you were getting texts. I know I was right away. Florida, Arizona, points in between. A bad situation. Do you anticipate a statement of some kind coming out here in the next couple of hours, Ray?
Well, I would hope sometime today they're going to, but you know, the early indications that I got, and then they were confirmed in a statement from Aiden Butler from the Stronach Group First Racing, saying that it was a communications outage, with Aiden suggesting it didn't just affect horse racing but other industries. You know, something like a tote system has to have multiple redundancies, you know, backups. In this case, the backup also went down. But come on, this is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and they've got to figure out a better system. And this is just one incident. You know, we had the incident at Santa Anita earlier this year when they did a carryover and they put the money into the wrong pool the next day, and so Santa Anita, someone had to see the correct carryover, the correct pool. Hmm. You know, going back to the Breeders' Cup scandal at Arlington when some tote workers got in and fixed the pick six.
Valponi, right?
This has not been a high priority for racing to fix the tote system. And the fact that there are two or three competing systems owned by the tracks, two of them are owned by the tracks, there's got to be a solution that's an industry-wide solution to this. So, you know, all I've heard really as far as the problem is that there was basically the internet failed. And, you know, we should all have backups when internet fail, and especially something like a tow system that's handling millions of dollars a day.
Well, let's get a little bit specific. There's a great deal of anger, angst over the payoffs, like on the late double at Tampa Bay Downs. Can you explain the way they have decided to pay those wagers off?
Well, I guess, you know, every state has to follow whatever the rules are in that state. Florida is a state that is highly deregulated. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this was just something that the tracks came up with, that Tampa Bay came up with themselves, or if they had to follow state rules. But they finally posted the results of the Florida Oaks, which the tote didn't fail apparently until after the race was closed for betting. All of the other races, the Tampa Bay Derby, and then the race that they canceled, became all races in multi-race bets. And that's another, you know, that's another issue that tote systems have had for a long time. You should be able to, you know, select alternatives in races where, you know, where there's scratches and that sort of thing. That's not the case here. But, you know, the tote systems have really failed the industry.
Well, and that leads me to this, the 10,000-pound gorilla in all of our rooms nationwide, the computer-assisted wagering, which causes these late odds changes. Ray, I mean, I'm told, hey, from an economic standpoint, I don't know how you say no to that handle, especially when you realize, you know, handle is down everywhere nationwide. That said, man, oh, man, is it a turnoff to people betting on horses that, you know, you get these late odds drops, and instead of 7-2, you may be getting 9-5. Your take on that, and is there light at the end of this tunnel?
Well, the only way that if you're going to let them stay in the pools, and as you said, how do you kick out, how do you sell 25% of your hand?
I don't see it. No.
They have to shut them out of the straight bet pools with a couple minutes left to go, because it's really to the point now for people who bet to win, and it's affecting, you know, the exactas and trifectas too, but the win bet, that's what's on the tote board. That's what they show during the race.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the big changes, they have to shut them out so that when you make a bet, when the everyday player makes a bet, he has some idea what kind of odds he's going to get. Because right now, you know, I don't know if it was Jonathan that said there was an 8-1 that ended up going off at 7-2, 8-1 in the gate, 7-2 at the wire. That just can't continue, because you want to have some idea of the odds you're getting. when you're making a bet. And we're never going to have fixed odds in this country, I don't think. I think that's too big of a challenge to get all the states. So they've got to do something that restores some confidence to the players.
Encourage everybody, go to thepollockreport.com. And again, there's got to be news on this overall situation that happened yesterday coming out here at some point today or early this afternoon. Last thing, Ray, I got to kind of, you know, pin you down a little bit. You know what we're up against here in California in terms of getting any other sources of revenue for purses. The Indian gaming lobby is insurmountable in Sacramento. And I get back to this. I just, with the cost of HISA, how on earth can we continue to bear what are going to be increasing prices? Owners can't take it. I mean, this is just going to be flushing people out to places like Kentucky and New York. I'm a glass half full guy, but this situation, the funding of it, Ray, to me, it doesn't look good for us here in California.
Yeah, you focus on HISA a little bit, but just in general, even forgetting HISA, when Turfway Park is running maiden races for Kentucky Breds for higher purses than Santa Anita has or Del Mar has,
right,
then we've got a problem. The money that's available for horsemen in Kentucky and in Arkansas during their meet is just too much. And you've yep. seen a lot of trainers leave California, or at least split their stables between California and Kentucky or California and Arkansas. How do you say no to all that money?
Tough, real tough. Hey, Ray, a pleasure. Enjoy the website immensely. It's my go-to every single day. And I know I speak for hundreds of thousands of players around the country. Thanks so much for the time, Ray Pollock.
Always good to talk to you, Mike. Thanks.
Likewise, Ray Pollock with us from Carlsbad this morning. Actually, Del Mar, I believe. Let's get to Santa Anita and say hello to a guy that has just done a great job with the small stable for many years, and I've gotten to know him pretty well. Phil Oviedo, an Arizona native, and he's got a big, big look with a nice colt by the name of Charge for Gold, going 6 furlongs on grass today in an A other than allowance, per 67,000, race 3 at Santa Anita. Phil Oviedo, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
The rent, but that's okay. I'm getting it on a couple of fronts, so I'm okay, I believe. Anyway, this guy has been pretty darn consistent for you, talking about Charge for Gold. Ricky Gonzalez knows him, comes off, a solid third down the hill in the ungraded Baffle back on February 11th. It's 6 furlongs out of the chute today. Tell us, just for horse players, everything else, and as a trainer, trying to handicap it, what are the primary differences between looking at a race down the hill at 6.5 and one on the flat here out of the chute at 6?
I think just making those turns, you know, coming down the hill, you just, you know, like the day he ran, he was way out in kind of the middle of the track, and I don't know, it's up to the riders, kind of a rider's race, you know, it's just, you can't make a lot of mistakes down that hill, you know, as we're on the flat, you know, if you're out there on the outside where I am today, I can kind of just sit and see how it develops and, you know, and just know that you got to just make that one turn and come on home, you know.
Well, I would think that you're happy, yeah, with that outside post. I do think that's got to be a plus for you.
Beautiful, yeah. You didn't want to be in the one hole. I usually get the one hole, but I lucky today.
Now you sound like Baffert. Hey, Phil, I want to ask you, do you have any intelligence on this horse of Phil D'Amato's you're going to be facing? 2-1 favorite on John White's morning line. By the way, I forgot to note, thanks to John White, we got the buyer speed figures today, and that's the same way every Sunday. So, John, if you're listening, sorry it took me so long. Thank you so much. What a great job he does. But what about this horse, King of Gosford? They got Flavion Pratt. That speaks pretty loudly. Have you seen him train or heard anything about his running style, Phil?
No, I was talking to, you know, my buddy Gary this morning. We were trying to figure out, you know, at least what they paid for him, but just like you said, you know, with Pratt on him, you know he's probably got some talent.
They got a good story, yeah.
And then, the trainer, too, he's super on the turf. So they're hard to beat.
Phil D'Amato and Flavion Pratt. We're talking with trainer Phil Oviedo. Phil, just a little background on yourself. I think you grew up, was it Bisbee, Arizona over there between El Paso and Tucson?
No. I spent a few years down in Nogales there. That's how me and Baffert, we went to high school together. And
your dad was a sheriff, right?
No, he was the chief of police.
Oh, okay.
Down on the border, yeah, he kept us out of trouble. So.
Which means he granted you a favor or two.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's big. You got to have that. And anyway, Phil, and you got a cousin that I met, like, I think 42 years ago, a bunch of us went to the races a couple of days in a row at Turf Paradise. It was during spring training. Your cousin is Tommy Nunez, officiated for many, many years in the NBA, as has his son.
Yep, that's him. Yeah, he's retired now, but yeah, he loves the races. If he'd come in for the Golden State game, he'd always call me and try to sneak out, come the day before and come to the races. He just loved the races.
Yeah, Guy, you can't help but have fun around guys like Tommy Nunez and Joe Gashue. Some great memories for me personally. Anyway, Phil D'Amato, you got another horse in today. Just one for 16, jumping up for 20. I don't want to go there because it's claiming, but I tell you what, Charge for Gold, I think, got a big, big look here at 5-2 in race three, and just wanted to get you on, give you some props, and wish you well. Last thing, though, I don't know if you heard us talking with Ray Pollock about Heisa, but as a small trainer, you mentioned Gary, that's Gary Studi. What has the impact been for you, Phil, as a small trainer here in Southern California?
We just hold our breath every time we win a race, hopefully something comes back good, because something goes wrong with us guys, it's just the fighting it and all the money involved and what you're going to lose, and it's just brutal, there seems like you're guilty until proven innocent, so I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, it's just part of the whole deal nowadays. Everything's they're just watching us like hawks,
Yeah. Well, hopefully they can get, some of this stuff worked out. But I wanted to get your input on it. Phil, I count you as a good friend. Want to wish you all the best today with Charge for Gold, number 6 in race 3. Ricky Gonzalez, he's been on his back in all 5 of his starts. Good luck today. Get the money.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Phil Oviedo from Santa Anita. We stay right there and say hello to private clocker Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, the watch has been busy this morning, no?
Oh, yeah. No, we're in that weird pattern that because of the rain the last 2 or 3 weeks in a row, all the horses are concentrated on Saturday and Sunday and somewhat on Monday. But Sunday's the big day. So.
Well, that's good, right?
Yeah. It is. I mean, it's any activity is good. It'd be nice if it was more distributed, but I'll take what I can get.
You're always up to the challenge. I don't know if you heard me talking to Phil Oviedo about Phil D'Amato's horse, King of Gosford, English bred, making his U.S. debut with Flavion Pratt in race 3 today. But have you seen this horse in the morning at all?
Yeah, I've seen him a bunch of times. He's a big, rangy sort. I'm not sure if he's a sprinter on our circuit or not. He can definitely run. He'll put in a really good late run. I mean, it's 2-1. I'm going to try to beat him.
But you don't see him up close early today, Andy?
I didn't really see it. I did not see it. I have not seen him out of the gate, but he's sort of a tall, kind of not uncoordinated, but he didn't seem like a real super handy type in his flat drills. But sometimes, you get a little, surprised about how much speed they show. But I wouldn't think so. I would think he's going to have a tuck-in trip with Flavion up and then try to wheel out or come through on the inside for the money.
And let me just ask you this, Andy. In general terms, the main track, to me, it's been very fair, but I want your opinion, morning and afternoon.
I have no complaints. I think this track that we've had this meet has been the best we've had in the last 5 years. Especially with all the weather challenges they've had to go through. So, I find it consistent in the mornings, and I find it consistent in the afternoons. It's your basic somewhat speed biased East West Coast track, but it's not, ridiculously so. Mm-hmm. So from that aspect, I've got to think that at least I'm happy with it. The horses seem to, when they work well, they seem to run pretty well in the afternoons. You don't have two different tracks from morning to afternoon, which is always a clocker's nightmare. But we've been consistent in the morning, and that track has stayed consistent in the afternoon. So I'm super happy with it, to be honest with you.
Okay, let's get to it, Andy Harrington. Where do you want to go for radio?
All right, well, we're going to go to the race that we were just talking about, the third race. I'm going to try to beat the favorite, Phil D'Amato's King of Gosford, in here with the outside horse, 7-horse, Final Boss, who I've always liked. I keep trying to make run. I think the 6 furlongs out of shoot will be perfect for the horse. I think the move to J.J. Hernandez will be a super positive one. I think he needs an aggressive rider, and J.J. is a very strong rider, and I think that he'll suit him for a key. You know, he's 4-1 in here. I think he'll get all of that for our money, at least.
Okay, and do you see him on the lead or thereabouts?
I think he'll be a little more aggressively handled, tuck in. You know, the J.J.'s gotten really good at tucking in inside behind horses. That's where I think he'll make his set. I think he'll be closer up than he has been in the last couple starts. So, the price seems to be reasonable in a 7-horse field. So I'll take a Final Boss in the third race.
Maybe a pocket trip slingshot off the turn for home, and away we go. Last thing, been asking several guys. Your take on the upset winner of yesterday's Grade 1 B. Wayne Hughes Beholder Mile, Sweet As Tekka. You almost got 7-2, 880 gate to wire. Michael McCarthy, Flavion Pratt, according to John White, she got a 103 buyer speed figure. I thought Adair Manor, the runner-up, ran a hell of a race herself. She got beat 3/4 of a length and seemed to really be striding out at the wire. Your take on it?
Sweet As Tekka is obviously super nice horse. It looked like a 103 buyer type race.
Right.
I mean, both those two horses, they move clear from the field. Adair Manor, she's a huge filly. She could have needed the race, but she ran lights out. She ran almost as good as the winner and just didn't get the jump and was a little bottled up down the backside.
She was.
So she really didn't get the run until the lane. And it's hard to overhaul talented horses like Sweet As Tekka, who get the jump on you with Flavion into the
Indeed.
Lane. But, man, yeah, fantastic run for both of them. So I think we got a really nice horse in this in Michael McCarthy's gray, Sweet As Tekka.
Andy, good news. You know, we lost an hour getting up today, but we get a half hour back. First post time bump back to 1 o'clock today and the rest of the way. Andy Harrington says it's number 7, Final Boss, in race 3. A quick word about nationalturf.com.
Oh, sure. Go to nationalturf.com. I've got a workout report up there with grades, good, bad, and indifferent. Hopefully give you a little extra insight.
Terrific. Andy, have a great day. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Jake, we're going to step aside. Coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of betonbruce.com. We'll take a look at Golden Gate Fields, Santa Anita, and whatever else Bruce wants to talk about. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Folks, welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. As we said a few minutes ago, if you live out towards San Dimas, Laverne, Glendora, do what Doug O'Neill says. Save a taco, eat a pizza. Get into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. They're in Laverne, the corner of Foothill Boulevard, D Street. They're right next to Stater Brothers there on the southwest corner. And I'm telling you what, you're going to be glad you did. The pricing is unbelievably reasonable, and the food is outstanding. I got some wings to go yesterday and a large pizza. I think the bill came to about 21 hoops. Again, that's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, corner of D Street and Foothill Boulevard. We've been talking about jockeys, and I didn't want to wait this long to acknowledge what I thought was a great ride. Now, yeah, the filly he was on, she was 4-5. You're supposed to win. I get it. But anybody who knows Ruby Nell, trained by Richard Mandela, this is a filly who goes to the front. She's basically pretty much one-dimensional. But if you watch the tape of the job Edwin Maldonado did with her, there's a fine line between taking a hold, fighting one. I can remember Johnny Longden saying, I was just a kind of a fly on the wall listening to him talk to Gary Stevens at Vance Longden's barn at Santa Anita one day, and he was telling Gary about Count Fleet, with whom Longden won the 1943 Triple Crown, and he won the Belmont Stakes in what was then a track record 24 in lengths. Secretariat came along in 1973 to break that record. But he said with Count Fleet, if you took any hold whatsoever, this horse would just want to take you to the outside fence. And just watching those two guys interact, and Gary, of course, he was as good as there ever was on front-running type horses. Witness Ruhlman in the 1989 Santa Anita Handicap for Charlie Whittingham. But back to last Sunday's Buena Vista, Ruby Nell won by 3/4 of a length. And I thought that was the catalyst for a great column by Kevin Modesty in all the Southern California News Group papers this past Friday. And I'm proud to have kind of been a facilitator of sorts with that column. Again, it ran on Friday in the Pasadena Star News, LA Daily News, San Gabriel Valley Tribune, among others. But deep in the story, Kevin referring to, he says, Maldonado used to chafe at being called a, quote, speed rider. He did not want to be seen as one-dimensional, but jockeys complaining about being clever with front runners is like a basketball player resisting being rated a great three-point shooter. It's a time-honored, valued skill. And he alludes to one of Shoemaker's all-time great rides, gate-to-wire score in the 1962 San Juan Capistrano at 1 3/4 on grass. And olden times, it was pretty commonly thought beyond 1 1/16, he was in the deep end of the pool. Well, Shoe just loped him to death that day. Anyway, it's a great read if you get a chance. Go to any of those papers, their websites, and you'll see a column on Edwin Maldonado, and a guy who his ability is undenied. He's the best gate rider on the circuit. And his biggest problem since coming here full-time in 2010 has been avoiding the injury bug. So, anyway, just props there. Let's get up to Las Vegas as advertised and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How's it go? Hopefully you weren't betting Tampa yesterday.
I know that you're a player. So many other contributors to this show are. Your take on it, I know you got to be frustrated.
Hard to believe. We're at 2024 and we still have these issues. I thought we were a very modernized, sophisticated society. You know, what scares me about this, and it hasn't been brought up yet, is the potential for computer hackers to be involved. I'm hoping that's not the case. We haven't heard that, but they're very, I mean, you know, these computer hackers can get into the Pentagon's websites, and, you know, it's scary to think that maybe they could have had something to do with it. I don't know that for a fact.
No.
We haven't heard anything, but, boy, you wouldn't want these pools, you know, you want these pools to be super secure and the system to be secure. Obviously, it needs to be updated. It's time to do it. I don't know if there's the money to do it, but it's scary to think that, you know, that's a possibility.
And that's it. I certainly don't want to dismiss what John Hardoon said near the top of the show, and that is, hey, look, we spend all this money on HiSense. I understand what Ray Pollack and others are saying, that the mission of this endeavor was to clean up the, you know, the substances, that if there are illegal drugs or whatever, hey, that's a huge priority. It has to be. But big three-letter word, the integrity of the pools is, in my opinion, every bit as big of a priority.
Sure. The players, they have no confidence. Forget it. It's all over. Racetracks have to pony up. Not the players, not the horsemen. You know, they're the ones taking the bets. So, I think they're going to have to pony up and modernize this system very quickly. You know, it's you don't want to turn away any customers. You brought this up. It's an industry that is shrinking right now, and you got to make this tote system very, very, you know, up-to-date, modern, and secure.
It's shrinking, and one thing we haven't talked about yet this morning is the fact that sports betting is rampant now. We see it, and it's only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
And our pie is getting a little bit smaller, Ray. Or pardon me, Bruce. It is, and we got a lot of factors that aren't very positive.
Yeah, I know that there's those that, you know, I think that's the reason why, you know, horse racing has had the issue. Horse racing had a monopoly once upon a time. It was the only, you know, legal form of sports gambling. Then we had casino gambling and lotteries come around, and now legalized sports gambling. There's a lot more competition out there for the betting dollar, which makes it more and more difficult. So, and again, that's why we got to make this tote system, you know, flawless.
And we got to sell this. We got to sell this great game because, just in my opinion, we're still the best sports gamble anywhere. You know,
no doubt.
Okay,
and there's great accessibility. You know, look, you can bet at home, and there really is some advantages. Not only, you know, the great return you get on your investment, and you know, there's a lot of accessibility. It's still the best. You're right. But you know what? There's so much competition out there. We need a lot of marketing, you know, to get the word out that the horse racing is such a great play.
Okay, we've got eight of them at Golden Gate Fields, and they get underway today at 1:45. Bruce, which race do you want to go to?
Let's go to the fifth race. So they'll start off the late pick four at Golden Gate, Mike. I don't think we're going to get 5-1 on the 2 Raffinelli. This is a real reliable horse. Here's what I mean. When he gets an easy lead against claimers, he's very tough to beat. Take a look at his last 5 races. He has 3 wins. He won his last race for $16,000. Sandwiched in between, he's lost twice, but those were a couple of allowance races. He's not of allowance caliber, but he is the lone speed again today in a rather paceless race. Alexander Chavez gets the ride. He is as good as it gets up there, Mike. I don't know if you've been watching, but I think he's a rider that's come from Ohio the last couple of years. Super good on this track here today. He knows the horse well. He's been aboard all of its wins here in Northern California. This horse looks very tough to catch. Race 5, let's go with the 2. Raffinelli listed at 5-1. I think we're looking at about $7.
Though. Okay, Philly, Kentucky bred by Carpe Diem, there we go. Post time for race 5, 3:56 Pacific. Let's come south to Santa Anita. The card, I really think it gets good later in the day. Your thoughts?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's some challenging races, decent-sized fields. Even the maiden 50,000 Calbred race is kind of interesting today, Mike. Again, let's go for the start of the late pick 4. I got a long shot for you. For the leading trainer, the 3, Left-Hand Man. This is a horse that debuted almost a year ago. I thought he was super game, Mike, in victory that day. He took on the front runner, held off the 3-5 shot, won going away, very game fashion. He was obliterated. He was bothered badly in a tough stakes race after that a month later. Remember how good Kangaroo Court and Bus Buzz was? Those were the first 2 finishers. Those were very good horses that day, and he was bothered at the start. Then he threw in a clunker on the grass. Mark Glatt has put this horse on the sidelines for just short of 10 months. He can fire fresh. He likes the track. And most importantly, he's back in against Calbred allowance horses here today. Based off of that debut, I think he rates a look at a good number. So in the 6 race, let's go with the comebacking number 3, Left-Hand Man, at 10-1 on the morning line.
And Kazushi Kimura is back aboard. He was up for the first out maiden win against Calbred's Left-Hand Man. 10-1 on John White's morning line. Tell us about the website, betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis, Santa Anita, late pick 5 from Gulfstream Park with audio. We have the late pick 4 today at Golden Gate and best bets at Santa Anita with audio at BetOnBruce.
Have a great day, Bruce. Thank you.
Take care, Mike.
Okay, and a quick note, we're an hour late passing this along. Millie Ball tied up, buried at XBTV this morning. So many workers. She did tell me she's not going to get involved with King of Gosford, the horse we've talked about quite a bit, making his U.S. debut in race 3. He's a short price. She said she'd rather take on Bruce Finkelstein. Millie Ball is going to go to number 8, Minister Shine, Carla Gaines, and Antonio Fresu at 5-1 on John White's morning line. That's number 8, Minister Shane. So maybe get involved with a little exact action there with Bruce's Left-Hand Man, race 6 today at Santa Anita. Late on the break, our final break. We'll take it. Coming back strong, heading to South Florida. Going to be checking in with the one and only Toby Callett and then Jonathan Hardoon. Take two to close it out. This is Thoroughbred LA.
The devil's on his way.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today's highlighted by the $100,000 China Doll Stakes with daylight savings moving the clocks forward. First post time today will be 1 p.m. with gates opening at 11 a.m. Our infield is open again, so bring out the whole family. And while you're here, pick up a collector's edition Lava Man pin. You can get one by wagering $50 on Santa Anita races on First Bet or Express Bet. And you can get one with a $25 donation to Old Friends Equine. Don't forget, every Friday, fans enjoy free parking, free admission, and great drink specials. And mark your calendars as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. It's a race you don't want to miss. Free contests, classic meet wagers, collector's items, and world-class racing await you here at Santa Anita Park. It's the Great Race Place.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Great to have you. My thanks to Jake Rich inside here at the Big A, making things happen as he does each and every Sunday. A programming note. Angels versus Padres at Tempe Diablo Stadium. Terry Smith with all the action at 1:10 p.m. right here on the home of the Angels, AM 830, and on the Angels radio app. Let's get South Florida Grapefruit League action and say hello to Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How are things, my man?
Things are great, Mike. Next week, if you put an extra minute or two into my segment, earlier today when you talked to Mark Sakalakis about the farm and things,
yep.
I got an idea for you, the listeners, for anybody that likes racing at all, management all over the globe. It brought something to mind. Obviously, it'll take more time. I don't want to squeeze John Hardoon out or the listeners for a radio play, but I've got something I'd love to discuss and air it out. I think it's very positive, and I think you'll like it. We can talk about it beforehand if you'd like.
Done. You're budgeted a couple of extra minutes next Sunday, and I tell you what, man, I was really glad to have Mark on this morning. Yes, he's becoming a sponsor, but anybody who listened to him speak, he talked about the game, what's involved with it. This isn't the pull of a slot machine handle. It's a wonderful, wonderful game.
Right, and what is the game called? Thoroughbred racing.
That's it.
It all starts right there at his farm and farms all over.
Yeah.
Believe me, this is something that will beat the naysayers to death without even having to draw a sword or a bullet or a fist.
Nice. 10 races today at Gulfstream. What's the weather like down there?
It's Chamber of Commerce. It's 80 degrees. It's humid. It's summer. We went from winter, El Nino, summer. Who knows what's going on? But
yeah.
They are on the turf, and I think we'll make it through the day. So let's play, as they say. Race 8. Today I like the 6. Her name is Accomplished Girl. Turning back in distance off of a little bit of a freshening. Think she gets the right trip in here and scores. Her main rival would be the 1, Stone Silent. She'd get a great trip from the rail. The 7, Secret Money, is one that should be coming on late. And don't overlook the 3, Fulminate. She's going to add blinkers today, hopefully increasing her focus. I believe she's the speed of the speeds. 6173. It could be all you and me, Mike, in today's 8 at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, number 6, Accomplished Girl, and post time for race 8, 3:38 Eastern. Tell us about the website, Toby.
All Gulfstream, all the time, except when they rain off, and then we come out your way for the occasional pace.
Thanks so much, Toby. Good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, head back to Saratoga Springs, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, a 9-race card today. We get underway at 1 o'clock Pacific. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, we're going to go to Santa Anita, and unfortunately, I'm going to end up in the same race that Bruce ended up on. I left the house. I had to come help a friend that got stuck with his car, so I don't have any other work, so I got to give out what I traveled with.
Never say whoa in a tight spot. Go on with it.
What could I do? Anyway, 6th race today, Mike, I love the number 8 horse in here, Minister Shane. 6-year-old gelding from the Carla Gaines barn. He ran super 2-start stop. There's enough speed in this race to set things up for him. Antonio Fasua aboard to ride 5-1 in the morning line. Number 8, Minister Shane, who wins today's 6th race out at Santa Anita.
Well, John, congratulations. You end up on the same spot as our Millie Ball of XBTV. That is a good thing. Minister Shane, number 8 in race 6. At 5-1 on John White's morning line. Post time for that, 3:39 Pacific. Let's get the website out of the way and then maybe a final statement on the unfortunate tote stuff yesterday. JONHARDOON.com, John.
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we offer Oakland, Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and San Antonio selection. Okay. Mike, as far as yesterday's concerned, the reason everybody got so aggravated is because we people love this game. This is our life.
Yes,
it
is.
We don't want to see it destroyed. We don't want to see it destroyed.
Yep.
And we're watching it. We're watching it get destroyed, and it's getting destroyed from within, and that's the sad news.
Yep. Appreciate it, John, very much.
All right, Mike. You asked, and I spoke from my heart. It's honestly the way I feel.
I know it is. Hey, John, thanks so much. Appreciate it, and good luck today. Minister Shane, number 8, in race 6.
Thank you, Mike. Stay safe and be well, and I'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Folks, don't forget, once again, Angels Padres, 1:10 this afternoon, right here on the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830. You can also catch it on the Angels radio app. Again, my thanks to Jake Rich, all of our contributors, our sponsors, and you folks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget, first post time today at Santa Anita at 1 o'clock. We'll talk to you next weekend. So long, everybody.
Listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels Baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Angel fans, stop by the Big A on Friday, April the 5th. We're live from the red carpet home opener event from 12:30 to 4 before the Angels take on the Red Sox. We're rolling out the red carpet for player appearances and exclusive interviews. Visit angels.com/promotions for more.
Life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, checking all the boxes. But don't be fooled by all that income. It's still about waking